Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I want to show you something real quick. People ask us all the time. We get emails all the time. We get telephone calls all the time. Hey, where are you going to be next? Well, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you go to the schedule, it will show you where we're going to be next. January 18th, which is next Wednesday, we are going to be the main speakers in San Diego, California, for the record, which is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the schedule over there, as well as we're going to be in Michigan for 5 days. I guess we're going to be meeting some legislators as well over there. I'm looking forward to that. We're being invited to do so. This is our forte, so we're going to go in for it, and hopefully we can make some positive influence concerning who we are rather than what it is that we are not when it comes to our government. So we're going to be there for 5 days. That is going to be in March. In February, we're to be in South Dakota, the Rapid City area, and also in Wisconsin. So things are really starting to transpire as far as people picking us up and getting us back out there. Hey, folks, I want to remind you of something right now. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance, said Thomas Jefferson. It's eternal vigilance. You got eternity to rest. And it's amazing how people sit there and they tell us how over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, how hard they have it. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, no one's complaining over here, yet we're burning the candle on four ends. I mean, if we really, truly are set for the things of the Lord and the things of mankind, folks, which are one and the same, it's the same heart, 1 John 5:2, I don't see why we need to do otherwise. I mean, we need to get busy doing what we're called to do here. So check out Bradley's schedule if you want to see the fruit in the basket concerning what it is that we've done in the last 23 years in this country. Please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Also go to SOL Radio Live there and subscribe to that page. That is the live feed on Sons of Liberty Radio's Rumble feed. We had about 160-some thousand on yesterday's show. I'm sorry, 136,000 on 2 days ago. The comprehensive list of food companies was 167,000 views. So on that line alone. So with that, we thank you. We thank you for the newcomers over at the sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. Again, if you want to check us out, you're listening to us in one of the 157 radio stations that we're broadcasting into. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. You will find us right there visually. Also before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can do that as well. 1-866-582 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Everybody needs to know that, and I think everybody does that listens to the show on so many different levels. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. I want to get to this because what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is the system of government that was created for us has not failed. Americans are failing in, and we understand our institution of government has been established by the Lord. And what I want to do is I kind of want to do a part two to what we were talking about yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about Martin Niemöller, who is an evangelical who wrote a book after the Holocaust, who basically addressed the Jews, the dissidents, and the gypsies, and apologizing to them for the fact that the evangelical church actually raised up Adolf Hitler in power to do the things that they did to the Jewish people, to the gypsies, and to the dissidents during that particular time. If you'd like to listen to the show, go down and do a download on yesterday's show. We're going to do a part two of that, and I also want to take it to this so that we can understand in particular as to what we are going to cover. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Now, this is a great segue into what's going on here, because to suggest that the system of government that our forefathers established 250 years ago is the government that we see today, I want to tell you something, folks. There's nothing further from the truth. So therefore, if the American people want to get back to what our forefathers established, we better quit allowing the tyrants to go ahead and recreate a system of government that does not exist. And it's for us, the American people, to right the wrongs, as I highlighted yesterday. So we're going to get to that. But what I wanted to show you really quick, is anybody paying attention across the boards as to how governors are illegally going for the guns? Matter of fact, if you go to the propagandist and the useful idiots over at CBS News, the Illinois governor signs ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. I didn't know that he had authority to do that. And again, friends, we've been down this road so many times that I'm sick and tired of even talking about it. A matter of fact, Samuel Adams, again, during the Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788, said the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. So one question is where is this governor, Americans, listen carefully, where is this governor deriving his authority from to disarm the people that he works for? See, if you have a constitutional mind, friends, you're going to understand exactly what I'm telling you. He's assuming authority, Americans, that has never been given unto him. But yet, he's doing it. Oh, I wanted to let you know something, too, folks in Illinois, in America. Did you know that the four of the last 10 governors in the state of Illinois, do you know that they went to prison? So, should this come as any surprise as to what they're trying to do today? So, are you going to relinquish your God-given rights, or are you going to fight for them, friends? 1 Timothy 6:2. Are you going to relinquish what your forefathers established? Are you going to allow the bad guys to tear down the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and to recreate it in their own devilish images? John 8:44. Four of the last 10 governors in Illinois alone have gone to prison for their crimes against the people. Isn't that crazy? And yet the American people keep giving ear to criminals rather than to the Constitution in which our forefathers established under God. Oh my goodness, folks, look at this. The U.S. Supreme Court, lets New York enforce new gun restrictions. Wow! Maybe it's time for the American people to start holding these politicians accountable for the crimes that are committed in gun-free zones where they're disarmed. That's a good idea. And by the way, it's a lawful idea. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the crown for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You know, folks, I just got to tell you something really quick because it agitates me to no end. Yesterday I get an email. Of course, the call didn't come in, cowards. But it's interesting how I get the emails where they like to take pot shots at me, right? They don't like to confront me concerning their ignorance or lack of understanding when it comes to the Constitution or the biblical understanding of what the Word has to say. And it really shows you the difference between a carnal mind, which is at enmity with God, and a spiritual mind, having the mind of Christ, which brings about life. And yesterday I had a guy tell me, you know, when you talk about the Scriptures and the topics in which you're talking about, he said it doesn't even correlate. Well, here, let me just give you an example because it correlates perfectly to a spiritual mind. And when I say that, I literally mean it. It applies. It's applicable. The Word of God is applicable to every facet of our lives, friends. To suggest that it doesn't is craziness to me. And it comes from the mind of a reprobate, to say the least. And that's not demeaning, and that's not condemning. The condemnation is that they love the lie rather than the truth. Read John 3. 2019 when you get a moment, okay? But what he said was, you know, it doesn't correlate. Okay, so for example, I'm talking about this right now. Illinois governor signs ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, okay? Then what I do is I can make reference over to the Bill of Rights, and then I can bring up Scripture where it talks about in Luke 11:21, the New Testament, common sense comes into play. Does it make sense for us as a people to remain armed? Of course it does. Luke 11:21 tells us when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Okay, so did you get the correlation there? Because I totally understand it, okay? But when a stronger, once you're disarmed, that you're not able to keep your palace, but when a stronger than you shall come upon you and overcome him, he shall take from him all his armor where he trusted and divideth his spoil. How do you spoil a man? You take away his means to defend himself. So I think of, quickened by the Holy Ghost, 1 Samuel 13:22, and what does it tell us? So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of the children of Israelite who were being oppressed, I'm adding, by the Philistines. Okay? Nobody had any weapons except Saul and Jonathan. But with Saul and with Jonathan, his son, was there found. They had weapons. So, wasn't it Saul and Jonathan that were brought in by the Lord on the request of the people, the children of Israel, 1 Samuel 8, to fight their battles for them? And how did they do that? Were they armed or were they disarmed? No, the children of Israel had no weapons. They were disarmed. Therefore, their oppressors, the Philistines, could rule the roost. And it's exactly what they did. Now, did we all get that as to when I bring forth Scripture, like I did during the first segment, and I said, listen, if we're willing to fight, we can preserve our freedoms. Then I say 1 Timothy 6:2. What does 1 Timothy 6:2 tell us? To fight the good fight of faith. Is there a correlation, friends? So if you're confused about it, in all sincerity, I'm more than happy to answer. But when you take shots in not understanding what's being said here, I strongly suggest that you think before you stick both feet in your mouth. Just thought I'd share that so you don't embarrass yourself, to say the least. Okay? So, getting back to the topic. Illinois governor signs ban on assault weapons. Folks, we have the right to bear arms. That right comes from God. It does not come from the privilege of the state. I just brought up another point that 4 of the 10 governors in the state of Illinois have actually gone to prison. So I thought I better get that lest someone puts words into my mouth or they suggest that I was saying something that I couldn't back up. So I just found that for you during the break. IllinoisPolicy.org shares with us 4 of Illinois' past 10 governors went to prison. We do a whole show on it. Okay? And then right before the end of the break, I had brought up the fact that in New York, well, listen to this, folks. Listen to this. You want to talk about a separation, folks, from the people that they're to serve? Look at this headlines on the propagandist over at Reuters. The U.S. Supreme Court lets New York enforce new gun restrictions. Wow. That's amazing. And the first thing I have to tell the people again, equipping the people, giving you a knowledge so you're not destroyed, contrary to Hosea 4:6. Oh, let me tell you what it means. Hosea 4:6 says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Okay? Just so you understand the correlation there. I know there's a little of you out there that it's a little hard for you to catch up. And it really does agitate me to no end, folks, that they'll take the time to attack without even knowing what they're talking about. And they do it constantly. Ankle biters. That's what they are. But look at this. The U.S. Supreme Court, assuming authority that has never been given to them, lets New Yorkers in New York enforce new gun restrictions. Well, guess what, friends? The Supreme Court is not above the law. The Supreme Court is supposed to sit during good behavior. Just want to make clear. Okay, if this is not good behavior, they are there to do what? Well, let me go over to the preamble to the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, and let's see what it says. The preamble to the Bill of Rights tells us the conventions of the number of states have at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, what you're seeing from the Supreme Court right now. to prevent misconstruction, okay, or abuse of its powers. That's exactly what the Supreme Court is doing. In order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses, the Bill of Rights is the thou shall not to those that serve we the people. Okay? And extending the ground of public confidence in the government when the government does the right thing will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. Is that what they're doing? No, that's not at all what they're doing. What are they doing? They're trying to strip away our Second Amendment rights. And guess what, friends? They have no constitutional authority in doing so whatsoever. So where's that assumed authority coming from? It's not coming from we the people. It's coming from them creating this out of thin air. Again, pay attention to the timeline as to what's happening in parallel. Well, Bradley, what should we do? Well, the Supreme Court, let me just say this, the legislative, the executive, and the judicial, not a one of them is above the law. Read Article 2, Section 3. They are appointed to ensure the enforcement of the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, not the other way around. Put that up against Isaiah 59, where it talks about judgment turned backwards, which applies to my topic right here. Okay? What are we supposed to do? Well, it tells us in Article 3, Section 1, that they sit during good behavior, as I said. And then it tells us the judicial power shall extend to all cases in law and equity according to law, not to special interest groups, arising under what? The Constitution, which is the law of the land. And I'm not being facetious. I'm trying to emphasize emphatically the importance of people understanding what's going on here and who it is that is breaking the law. And it's not the American people that have a right to bear arms. Okay? Arising under the Constitution, the laws of the United States shall, and treaties made or shall be made under their authority to all cases affecting them, the ministers and consuls, to all cases of admiralty, and maritime jurisdiction. It goes on and it goes on. What is the purpose? Let's go to the end of it. It talks about the Supreme Court shall have only jurisdiction as to what falls under the Constitution. And they are not in any sense of the word, friends, above that law. In any sense of the word. Okay? So I just empowered the people. Impeach them and prosecute them. I've said this a million times. What is it that the American people don't hear? No, they're not going to do it for you. No, they're not going to incriminate themselves. Do you realize that during the break, friends, I'm listening to the mainstream media continuously highlight the crimes of this current administration? And this is all that's happening in the face of the American people today is smoke and mirrors. All of what you see coming through the mainstream media is the accusations of the right accusing the left and the left accusing the right. And the law is to be found nowhere, out of sight and out of mind. I just gave it to you. Folks, everything that's happening right now is smoke and mirrors. Pay attention to what they're not talking about because that's what in fact is happening. Pay attention to where all that money just went. Concerning that $1.7 trillion bill that the American people did not approve of. Pay attention to where all that money went, friends. Okay? Because I'm telling you where it went. It went to them putting $2.5 billion back into attorneys to attack anybody that dare threatens them while they continuously fortify themselves against the American people that they're supposed to, in fact, protect. Period. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to get to the main topic, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to irs.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. I will not quit. The word from New York Congressman George Santos after Republicans in his home district in New York called on him to resign.
The lies George Santos told are too numerous to count. He lied to me personally when he sought my endorsement.
North Hempstead, New York Supervisor Jennifer DeSena. The FAA computer system that lets pilots know what's going on is back up, and flights are trying to catch up after the nationwide grounding of that system this morning when it failed. California's governor says another four atmospheric rivers will slam the Golden State in the next 10 days.
This is about as bad of a natural disaster as I've seen in this county.
Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart, who's lived there nearly four decades, some areas could see another 6 inches of rain from the new storm that begins to hit the coast tonight. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. I wanted to highlight this really quick because this just segues perfectly into as, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? And I was just highlighting what's going on in Illinois and who's trying to, the criminals, the four of the ten prisoners that have, I'm sorry, yes, they were the prisoners, but the four of the ten last governors in Illinois have gone to prison, and I just got done taking the time to show you that the Supreme Court is acting out of their scope of authority, and they must lawfully be impeached and prosecuted, giving you all the answers, America, that you claim that you want. And what I wanted to do is give you a quote from Adolf Hitler because it segues perfectly into, are we as far gone as the Germans were in the 1930s? He said, speaking of gun control, he said, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races. Can I stop right there? Because this is important. And I just posted this yesterday. I'm reading books by our forefathers right now. And they were some intellectual giants, to say the least. Thomas Paine, who was labeled the least Christian forefather we had, oh my goodness, if there was one guy the devil shouldn't have pointed at, it shouldn't have been him. But he decided to go ahead and stick both feet in his mouth. Well, he did with Thomas Paine, because that man does nothing but talk of Scripture and how our foundations are laid out in Scripture. But he also said, we're all created equal under God. Isn't it interesting? The only ones that make distinctions between the people are men. Color, you know, just go down religion. It's man that creates the problem. It's man that divides the people. It doesn't unify. The truth unifies people, but it also divides. No question about it. Read on Matthew 10:34. But he said, we are all created equal under God, under law, right? All sorts of colors, it matters not. Where there are no distinctions, there can be no superiority. Isn't it interesting, while I'm giving you this quote, that these people, like the likes of an Adolf Hitler, is talking about subject races, superior races, and who can have guns and who can't have them. Who's doing that? Is that the Lord? Well, it's not the Lord, because the Bible says in Acts 17:26 that all nations are one blood. Wow! So we all bleed the same blood. It's the Creator that created all of us, and we're all created equal under Him. But man wants to come in, get rid of God, and then decide as to who's worthy and who's not worthy. That's what the likes of dictators do, and it's exactly what they're doing in America today. Okay? But going back to Adolf Hitler, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms, or their political opposition, have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, Adolf Hitler said, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, Latin, for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order, his, because they were sworn to uphold an oath in Adolf Hitler's name, but to maintain law and order throughout occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Now, I want you to remember, that's what Adolf Hitler said before he disarmed the people. I'm sorry, before the people relinquished their arms. Because that's proper. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Do a whole show on it, friends. Your government today, corruption in this government today, is doing the same exact thing. The government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb, the government that says, we want to vaccinate you for your health, we know better than you do, is now trying to disarm you. Why? Because America is finally, and slowly but surely, three and a half years later, waking up to the truth of the matter when it came to the last pandemic. They're scared to death the American people are going to figure that out. That's why they're trying to disarm you. Good government arms the people. Good government works with the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. And you say to yourself, but Bradley, that's the militia. 17 to 45 years old, you are the militia. You are the militia. Right? Is that how it's working today? No, the mainstream media is trying to demonize anybody with a gun, if it's not them. They're trying to disarm the innocent by creating gun-free zones. And again, let me remind you, it would be good for the American people to hold every single one of those politicians that have stripped away the rights of the American people because the American people let them do it, and hold them accountable for the crimes that were committed against the disarmed. That's what the American people need to do. Why? Because that's lawful. That's lawful. So let's move on. I named the show, a system of government that was created for us has not failed. Americans are failing it. So apply this in parallel. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Carol Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. This is what he said. Listen carefully. He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Who's creating domestic insurrection today by trying to hand over from those that work and stealing it from them and giving it to the have-nots? Who's advocating the subversives into and trying to put them into position in government today? And I'm talking about subversives. It's the politicians. Who's trying to rewrite marriage? Who's trying to tax you to death? The list goes on. The politicians are. Because, again, Edmund Burke's right when he said they're only going to do whatever you let them get away with. And it's exactly what they're doing today. And it's exactly what they did back in the 1930s. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. That's right. The first casualty, my friends, in every war is the truth. And you know that there's no truth in these devils. Read John 8:44. That's when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Herodians, saying there's no truth in them. They are of their father, the devil. Okay, was that applicable, by the way? Yes, it was. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Well, the only reason that they're the ones responsible for bringing about the disgusting crimes is it's because they themselves are guilty of those disgusting crimes. Let me go over to November 20th, 1945. Also, May of 1945. The Nuremberg trials began. Bringing in Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. By the way, 30,000 Nazi criminals were transported immediately to Argentina. 30,000 of them. Over 1,800 war criminals were transported into America. Operation Paperclip. Okay, Eisenhower said that there was no proof that Adolf Hitler was ever killed. There was no body ever presented. You got a problem with that? Go to Eisenhower, who said it. Who would know better than Eisenhower? He was the supreme commander of the forces during that particular time. Who filmed the Holocaust, he said, less than the next generations come up and try to deny that this ever happened. Yep, it's all on film. Wanted to set that record straight real quick. You have, what you're dealing with Americans today is the Fourth Reich. Never died. So the Nuremberg trials began. Hitler's Nazis, well, the selected few, were brought to justice. Some were, some weren't, by the way. Some were left undone when it came to justice. By this time, several countries were destroyed. The world allowed in Adolf Hitler. In America, they were praising the man, the devil. Read Isaiah 14, how Satan operates. Okay, he was the man of the year in 1938. Times Magazine, man of the year. Well, Bradley, they showed everybody how bad he was. That's not the light that they put him in. Not at all, especially considering knowing that George Bush's dad, Prescott Bush, was illegally financing his war. It's no wonder that Prescott, a senator during that time, was indicted in 1942. Do your homework. It's all there for you. And then George Bush Sr., he comes about. He's the head of the CIA. Whistleblowers from the FBI and the CIA said that there was not more of an evil man on the planet. They called him Poppy Evil, and I'm talking about George W. Bush's dad. Well, he was the president. But because he said he was a Christian, the church supported him. Just like under Adolf Hitler. God with us? Remember that on their belts in Germany in the 1930s? Yep. Was that the fruit that he bore? Nope, just the opposite. Yep. Like so many politicians we see today. Americans praising the politicians that are bearing forth fruit in opposite of what they proclaim with their mouth. Matthew 7:16. Judge them by their fruits. So, 50 million people, 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives because of an Adolf Hitler, including 12 million Jews, Germans, dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. And rest assured, friends, it's coming to America. The world watched in horror as in the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played. They showed the video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, or they were experimental in the likes of a Mengele. They called him the Angel of Death, who was also one of the war criminals that fled to Argentina and died there. Watch the documentary, friends. It's all documented. And why did all of this happen? Because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. What's happening today in America? They're trying to create a conversation that you better fall in line with. And if you don't, then you're going to be considered domestic terrorists. Folks, it's all happening again. Just trying to give you the information so we can prevent this. Because by the grace of God, I believe that we can, Americans. Okay? I trust him more than I trust the voice of men. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
the
Media.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm here again to tell you that the system that of government that was established a couple hundred years ago and a half that was created for us, it's not failed us. It's us failing it. And we understand that that government was established by God. We'll talk about that. We talk about that every show, but I'm thinking of Thomas Paine and Common Sense. Oh, my goodness. Let's get back to this, talking about are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s. You know, it's interesting, the first thing that I believe it was Harry Truman that opened up the court proceedings concerning the Nuremberg trials, he said the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished. But it's interesting how many of them got away. Just think about this. If the Nuremberg trials, per se, would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Adolf Hitler's wicked regime, Hitler would have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people. There was 80 million of them who still had the freedom to do the right thing, and they didn't do it. You know when they wanted to do it, friends? After the fact. That's why you had Operation Valkyrie. That's why you had Operation Anthropoid. That's why you had 42 attempts on Adolf Hitler's life from the people within, not without. And interestingly enough, during those operations, the majority of the people in government were for removing Adolf Hitler. See, Adolf Hitler came in by force. It's what's happening today. They're coming in by force. They're setting the narrative. They're turning everything upside down. Okay? This isn't a system of justice. This is a system of arbitrary government, is what's happening today. Our said representatives are not upholding the law. They are tearing it down, and they are acting in many ways, not all of them, but a good portion of them, more than not, are acting in a manner that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Well, everybody says, well, I know that. Okay. Well, then let's go back to my last point. Adolf Hitler could have easily been stopped. If the people would have took it, or have taken the government by the scruff of the neck and held their feet to the fire the way that our forefathers told us to. Right? Instead, they acted as if, going back to Adolf Hitler, as if Adolf Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Sound familiar? I mean, friends, as no one took Mussolini, Mao Zedong, or Joseph Stalin seriously at first, many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. And horrifically, friends, they were dead wrong. If you go back, as a matter of fact, over to that of Germany, they have written books to make sure that an Adolf Hitler never has the upper hand again in that country. But look at Merkel. I mean, that woman, man, she is like the offspring of Adolf Hitler. Yet she's there, and yet the kids are reading about Adolf Hitler, and then they're looking to the prime minister, who, by the way, in America was the person of the year. She has violated her people like no other on this planet, friends. Smacking the German flag and saying down with it to the Islamic flag. Kicking people out of their homes in Germany and giving way to the Muslims over in that prospective country, putting them on welfare, so on and so forth. Same things that you're seeing here in America. But it's interesting, folks. Instead of the people dealing with it at the offset of their crimes, they let them go ahead and do it. Folks, what they do is they do it incrementally, little by little. By little. And if that doesn't work, well, then we'll see red flags all over everything that they're doing. I mean, we see that big time in America. If that doesn't work, then they'll use the Hegelian dialectic where they take two steps forward and they back up one step, but they got their foot in the door. Most people don't pay attention to that. They think, well, we got a little something, just like what McCarthy's doing right now. He's a plant, folks. Ask Klaus Schwab. He's a plant. The list goes on with all of it. Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force, now becoming that law. Sound familiar, Americans? Did you know that one of the first moves of Adolf Hitler when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame it on his political opposition? He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years. And his propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, who, by the way, ended up committing suicide and killing all of his family. See, that's what happens when you deal with the devil. Okay? That's what happens when you try to betray the truth like Judas did to Christ. Luke 22:48. He sold them all for 30 pieces of silver. What happens? You commit suicide. You do, eternally, if not physically, or both. Remember Joseph Goebbels said, accuse others what you're guilty of? That's right. Oh, my goodness. Dangerous game men are playing today. No doubt. So what did he do after he attacked his own Reichstag and then blamed his political opposition? He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years. You all heard of the Patriot Act? It's exactly what they did after September 11th. It wasn't the Patriot Act. It was the Act of Tyranny. It undermined the Constitution. It created more agencies that were unconstitutional, like the DHS. Adolf Hitler had the Fatherland Security. We have Department of Homeland Security. Are they operating lawfully in America today, friends? Nope, they're operating opposite of their very purpose or as to what it was sold to us, the American people. As Carl Deunitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. Keep in mind, it was the 80 million people that put up with the crimes of the politicians. And on a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime were evident. So obvious were the atrocities that after the church, the Germans were wiping the ashes off the incinerated victims off their cars. I highlighted that on yesterday's show. Their lack of action turned them from victims to accomplices, just like everybody that's apathetic and tolerant in America today before God. Okay? Over the last four generations, or should I say administrations and decades, America's government is emulating many similarities. Likewise, attempting to set the people at war with God by abusing and trampling the laws found in the Constitution. There's 329.5 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our republic against crime. And obviously we see that we are fallen to the judgments of God today in America. I think Americans, for the most part, have forgotten the price of their blood-bought freedoms. Again, paid for by hundreds of thousands of veterans who laid down their lives, fortunes, and sacred honors just like our forefathers did. You'll find that on that parchment called the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that in the 1800s, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson made one wrong move? Listen carefully, Americans. One wrong move. Causing him to be tried for impeachment and removed. Johnson simply removed the Secretary of War from office without the consent of Congress. Americans understood the price of their liberties because they seen the Civil War. They partook in the Civil War, and they didn't want war again. Isn't it interesting how politicians talk much of war, but they've never been there? Let me suggest that if they want a war, friends, up and coming, they can go ahead and send themselves. The politicians want war, send them. That's how you end a war. Okay? Johnson was removed because the Secretary of War was appointed without approval of Congress. See, now they just call them executive orders. Whenever the president or governor say executive orders, the American people, so dummied down, believe that they have the authority to do that. Executive orders are lawful if they are congruent with the U.S. Constitution. If not, they are null and void. Nugatory, said Thomas Jefferson. Simple to understand. This is not complicated. These lunatics that you're accustomed to listen to on a 24/7 basis have no idea what they're talking about. They're trying to wrest judgment, pervert it. They're trying to get you to believe that they know more than you do. I've said this a million times. When in fact, if you've got them on the show, try me. Bring them up on the show and let's talk about the Constitution, because we've done it not only with politicians, but also with judges who are talking about something outside of the scope of authority that's ever been given unto them, a conversation that is foreign to the U.S. Constitution, who don't even know what the Constitution says. 6 years, a senator in South Dakota I had the opportunity to preach to. I'd asked before she served the people with her hand on the Bible swearing to God, and man, how many times she has actually understood as to what she's swearing an oath to. She never took the time to read the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, nor did she ever take the time to read the Bible, because if she did, she would understand that she's going to be held accountable for the oath that she's swearing. Numbers 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:23. Perfectly applicable to what I just said. So we see those that have been through war wouldn't tolerate the least offenses against the fallen. How much more should the church be awake concerning what's on the horizon today? I've said this before and I'll say it again. When you're in Washington, D.C., it's interesting. You go to Arlington, just across the Potomac. It's interesting how the politicians right there are the ones that are sending them to their graves, desecrating the blood of the fallen that are 6 feet under the ground, and the American people let it. Folks, the system of government that was created for us has not failed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.